I'd like to call our meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Chair Hansett. Deputy Chair Hewitt.
Here.
Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Levine. Legislator Maloney. Legislator McCullough.
Here.
And Legislator Walz.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just wanted to let you all know that the Ulster County District Attorney and County Executive 2024 Annual Report has been received and can be accessed through our committee, OneDrive. Can I have approval of the February 5th, 2025 regular meeting minutes? No problem.
Second.
Thank you. Clinton and McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes pass. Now we'll move on to department updates from those present. Lieutenant Collins, anything you wish to update the committee on?
Good evening. On behalf of the sheriff, I appreciate you allowing me to be here tonight. The sheriff would like to update the committee and bring up a topic that we've been continuously working on both sides, divisions, criminal and corrections, and that's retention and recruitment. So we're working diligently to attempt to fill the many vacancies on both sides of the house. Thank you.
Wonderful. And let the record show that Legislator Aaron Levine is in attendance. Thank you, Lieutenant Collins Reynolds. Saja, do you have an update for District Attorney's Office?
This is our first meeting that we're in attendance for this year. We weren't able to make last month. Part of the reason is we've been extremely busy. We had a murder trial that went on in January that we had a good verdict on. In addition to that, I am here and really excited to welcome Sarah Del Rocco. She is our fiscal officer sitting right behind us, and she's going to be very helpful and instrumental in making sure our resolution process goes more smoothly and our budget process goes more smoothly. And in addition to this Sarah, I have another Sarah, Sarah Kramer Harrison. She is our director of projects, and she will be working on some of the community outreach that will impact the constituents in all of your communities. I'll speak more to that when we discuss the resolution that we have on tonight. And last but not least, we submitted our annual report to Clerk Fabella. It kind of summarizes all of our work for 2024. If anyone needs a hard copy, please just reach out. It's not a problem at all. I know some legislators, I know Chair Hansett likes to have a physical copy. Just reach out to me and I'll get one over to you. And the last but not least, we do have an internship program that we are closing the application process for next week, I think. So I'll speak a little bit more to that as it relates to the resolution. That's all I have, and the DA wanted to be here, but he will be here next time.
Wonderful, thank you. Everett, do you have an update with emergency management?
I do, thank you.
Thank you.
First, I would like to introduce the Division of Emergency Services, Emergency Medical Services team. Some of you may already know Deputy Director Pamela Finnerty, as well as our Assistant EMS Coordinator Michael Beninati, and our Certified Instructor Coordinator Rich Miller. For the Division of 911 Emergency Communications, we answered 8,380 calls. In the month of February, that's an average of 299 calls a day. We saw in the month of February 2,229 EMS calls, 1,591 fire calls, and 3,332 law enforcement calls. Emergency management, Division of Emergency Management, has been working through some blue sky planning, specifically the comprehensive emergency management plan for the county. our Division of EMS team. We're currently working on the many initiatives that were put forward in the county executive's budget, working to obtain our core sponsorship through the New York State DOH, and working to provide EMS training programs. We're working to finalize the equipment grant program, the EMS equipment grant program, improving dispatch protocols on EMS, as well as working through the MuniCon process that was approved last month. Fire Services Division, we investigated 4 fires. There was 43 notifications that required 15 specific responses.
Thank you. Can you tell me a little bit about the Blue Sky Planning?
So Blue Sky Planning, just it's a terminology that we use. We're not managing specific large-scale incidents, so during that time period, we're planning. So specifically would be the Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan. We just finalized the Hazard Mitigation Plan. We're working with the municipalities on the Hazard Mitigation Plan. There's a tool that's being offered to all the municipalities. We just went through all the training with them so they can track their progress and specific projects that they're working on in regards to the Hazard Mitigation Plan. So that's what Blue Sky Planning is.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Director Erickson. Director Parado, you have an update for Public Defender's Office?
Yes, not much to report other than the fact that we are investigating in conjunction with the DA's office a whole new discovery management program, which has been, you know, since discovery reform, it's been a real burden on both offices, the amount of the videos, body cams, and all that, just processing and the manpower it takes. So we've been meeting with a company named Axiom, and we're hoping we're meeting with the DA's office tomorrow, and I'm hoping that we're going to get something implemented relatively quickly. There'll be a resolution for contract at that time, but I think that it will be very, very effective for both of our departments.
Wonderful. Thank you. Director Nacarado, a probation update?
Just two things I wanted to highlight is our Stop DWI program was actually highlighted in the Onteora school thing. We do education programs, so they did a whole highlight of our program, so that was very nice. And we're in the process of working on our Office of Victim Services grant, which is normally, I think it's a 3-year grant. It expires this year, but it largely funds the majority of the crime victims program. So it's a big grant, and we're working on getting it submitted.
Wonderful. Thank you. Amazing updates. Thanks, everyone. Moving on to resolutions, unless any committee members have questions. Thank you. Resolution number 102, establishing a policy to fund, facilitate, perpetuate, and support the augmentation and operation of local emergency medical services, EMS, in and for the County of Ulster. Do I have a motion? Second to discuss? Legislator Clinton, second. Legislator Levine, first. Legislator Kovacs.
Thank you, Chair Hewitt. This is my resolution, and if I could say a few words about it this time to inform the committee. I thank you for the opportunity to speak in favor of this resolution, one that is not only necessary but overdue. Our county is at a critical juncture when it comes to emergency medical services. The 2024 EMS Services Delivery Report made it clear our EMS service system is in distress. Staffing shortages, response time inconsistencies, and financial instability have weakened this essential public service. We have seen firsthand how our towns are struggling to provide timely emergency care. This resolution addresses these failures head on. First, let's acknowledge the crisis. Our county's EMS system is fractured. Ambulance agencies are stretched thin. 6 of the 17 agencies in Ulster County are responding to less than 70% of their calls. This means lives are at risk due to delayed or unavailable service. Reliance on mutual aid is not a solution. Communities are forced to depend on neighboring agencies, creating a domino effect of delayed response times. The financial model is unsustainable. EMS providers cannot survive on reimbursement rates alone, yet they're expected to perform as if they were a fully funded essential service. And yet, we have the means to fix this. Some may ask, can we afford this? The answer is a resounding yes. The Ulster County Comptroller's report shows an excess of $31.1 million over the county's established fund balance threshold. Over the past 3 years, we have run surpluses totaling $136 million. The county's own adopted 2025 budget describes its fund balance as a, quote, savings account for future projects and emergencies. This is the emergency. Allocating up to $5 million annually from unassigned funds is a reasonable and prudent use of surplus tax dollars, ensuring that every town and the city of Kingston receive funding proportional to population and assessed property values. This is not reckless spending. This is a targeted investment in public safety and community well-being. Moreover, this policy is designed and structured to ensure transparency. Funds can only be used for EMS-related expenses, staffing, training, equipment, and operational costs. We will have annual reporting requirements which will track how these funds are used and to ensure efficiency. We will have intermunicipal agreements which will provide oversight and accountability. This is not a blank check. It is a strategic, responsible financial commitment. If we enact this policy, we will immediately begin stabilizing EMS services in Ulster County. We as a legislature have a duty to act when lives are on the line. We cannot ignore the data, the struggling agencies, and the delayed emergency responses. Nor can we turn a blind eye to the fact that we have the money to fix the problem. EMS should not be a luxury service. It is an essential service, just like fire and police protection. We must recognize it and fund it accordingly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Legislator Kovacs. Deputy Majority Leader Levine, I just realized you didn't vote on the minutes. Would you like to vote yes or no?
I'd like to have my vote recorded in the affirmative for the approval of the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Director Erickson. Legislator Walz.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Director Erickson, go ahead.
Did Legislator Levine have?
I'd like to
defer. Great, thank you.
Thank you. We understand the forward thinking of the Ulster County Legislature and dedication to improving the EMS system in the county. While the intent of the resolution is commendable, its proposed execution is fundamentally problematic. Allocating funds without consideration to the comprehensive county EMS operation will only perpetuate existing inefficiencies. The draft resolution to allocate $5 million from Ulster County's general fund balance to the individual towns in support of local EMS services represents several structural and financial challenges. The proposed resolution is coupled with inherent inefficiencies, lack of oversight, and further fragmentation of EMS delivery throughout the county. The resolution's formula for the distribution of funds does not account for actual EMS needs, call volume, and response times, creating an arbitrary allocation system that fails to address the critical issues affecting emergency medical services countywide. A primary concern in the resolution is the absence of performance-based funding standards. Municipalities would receive funds without specific requirements for response standards, ALS response, and adherence to an integrated comprehensive county EMS operation plan without demonstrating measurable improvements in patient care or operational efficiency. This approach risks perpetuating a system where funding is used to offset existing or future EMS budget allocations without expanding services or improving BLS and ALS coverage, as has been previously seen in the county. The allocation of funds directly to towns rather than providing a direct pathway to EMS agencies, the resolution perpetuates the current fractured, soiled system rather than fostering collaboration and coordination under the comprehensive county EMS operations. The draft resolution does not provide direct financial reimbursement to the EMS agencies, compromising the foundation of the county Municon, failing to indirectly ensure adherence to operational performance standards and accountability. The resolution fails to address the shortage of EMS practitioners, an issue that cannot be solved merely by redistributing funds to towns. Failing to allocate a portion of the funding to EMS education and training initiatives undermines the ability to build a sustainable workforce. With the recent resolution adoption proposed by Legislator Kovacs, we have been tasked to developing a comprehensive EMS operational plan. The initiative aims to create an accountable, sustainable, and patient-centered EMS system in Ulster County through the strategic approach that addresses the complex challenges facing our emergency medical services. A primary focus is developed a comprehensive, data-driven framework and aligns with community needs, supports local EMS agencies, and ultimately improves patient care. The department remains committed to working closely with stakeholders to ensure operational efficiency and establish a sustainable model for emergency medical services across the county.
That seems like it was planned to be 3 minutes exactly. Legislator Levine, would you like to?
I just had a quick question for the sponsor for Legislator Kovacs in regards to if there has been a statement of I would like to know the position of the Ulster County Association of Town Supervisors and Mayors as to whether they've taken a position on this and in regards to if it's been a unanimous vote of one way or the other, or if there is, are there some towns that are not on board and some that are. Have you pitched this to the association and what has been the response? Thank you.
Legislator Kovacs?
Yes, thank you. To respond to your question, I have not formally sat down at a meeting of the Association of Town Supervisors and discussed this. However, I have discussed this with two or three town supervisors who were enthusiastically supporting this resolution. I'm not aware of any other supervisor who is against this this resolution at all. Many of the supervisors have had to raise their budgets, sometimes dramatically, 10%. As you know, in Saugerties, 10% of the town of Ulster. In order to fund EMS services. I know the town of Kingston, which I represent, just signed an intermunicipal agreement to allocate up to $100,000 for this calendar year towards EMS services. Town of Hurley is taking action. Town of Marbletown has created an ambulance district. And I don't pretend that this is a solution, permanent solution to our EMS crisis, but towns are struggling right now and they need resources right now to fund EMS. I'm not against anything that Director Erickson has proposed regarding a report or an assessment. As you know, I sponsored the Municipal Certificate of Need resolution, and I look forward to their work. But this is something that we need right now at the town level to handle EMS services in 2025. In 2028, we could have a totally different system. It could be a county-run system, and I would totally support that. But as of right now, the town governments are in need of funds to handle EMS currently. And, you know, we say that lives are at risk, lives are in danger. Lives are at risk, literally, due to our failure to enact meaningful EMS reform. And this is a policy. This is a policy of the legislature. Policies can be rescinded. Policies can be changed. It's not the law. It's our policy. And I think it's something that we need to do right now. And again, 2028, 2030, we could have a totally different system, and I get that, and I would support that. But right now, our towns are struggling.
Thank you, Legislator Kovacs. This is a good time for me to let you know I spoke to Chair Hansett before the meeting, and she said she believes the intention of this resolution is very good and is happy that we'll be discussing the long-term plans. Legislator McCullough.
The first thing I'd like to say is I keep hearing fund balance, fund balance, fund balance. But we need to be careful because we don't know as far as federal level how that's going to affect us. So we need to be careful, strategize, and think clearly. Two, I'd like to know how did we arrive at $5 million? Is there some sort of how do we arrive at that dollar amount?
Legislator Kovacs?
Certainly. $5 million is the number that I proposed because based on the population of the various towns and the assessed values, it would generate a mean contribution to each town of about $200,000 or so. It varies from the low of $19,000 to a high of about $350,000. But these numbers would contribute, well, at the county, it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't seem like a lot of money. To these town governments, to these town budgets, $200,000 is a great deal of money. I don't know any supervisor who would turn down $200,000 to allocate towards their EMS system in their town. So it's a large amount of money. It could defray a good amount of tax increases for these town budgets as we move throughout this year and go to fiscal year 2026. $5 million is a number that I came up with just to make a mean of about 200. I'm flexible. If you think it should be 4.5 million, let's have a conversation. I think it should be 10 million, to be honest with you. But, and I would keep in mind the issue with the fund balance. It's meant to be, again, this is from the 2025 county budget. It's a savings account for emergencies. And respectfully, I think this is the emergency.
Thank you. Legislator Walz.
The EMS crisis is a statewide crisis. And it would be best if the state addressed it thoroughly, which at this point they haven't, which defers the responsibility to local governments and the county. I think Legislator Kovacs, you know, pointed out that this is something that could be changed or amended in the future. It's not set in stone, and I do think it's reasonable and necessary.
Legislator Clinton.
So I would just like to say that I believe that we are in an absolute crisis, like everyone is stating, that we need to have improved services without question, and lives are at stake at this time. So on the whole, I support the concept behind this resolution. My district responded to about 60 to 65% of the calls. So obviously this is a conversation occurring within my district. I would like to see, however, that some of the concerns that Director Erickson has brought up are addressed. And that maybe that this resolution could work through some of those areas, so and we can look at it next month.
Thank you very much. Deputy Executive Capuano.
Thank you. As Legislator McCullough said, we are expecting a fiscal cliff with the federal funding cuts. It's not only going to be the cutting of federal funding, but it also will likely be a slowdown due to the lack of federal employees available to process and get reimbursement back in our hands. Currently, it takes a while to get state aid. Federal aid also takes longer. It's going to take even longer now. That's kind of the fiscal concern. If you look at the approach here, basing it on assessed value, we'll swing the money to the townships with a higher assessed value. Your EMS calls are not based on the value of your home. They're based on the number of people in your population. We have populations with nursing homes. We have townships who have more population density. Those are the areas, if you look at a population basis, using the same amount of funding proposed by Legislator Kovacs, that would dramatically shift the funding to certain townships in a different mechanism. This would definitely need to be something that we looked at further. There needs to be much more conversation about this. Keep in mind, we just approved a resolution to go forward with the countywide MuniCon put forward by Legislator Kovacs. We're very excited to see getting that done, getting through that process, and then doing this. This just feels premature to us. Right now, we want to see, we want to get the reporting done, we want to identify all of the gaps in service, and we want to work with our existing agencies to make sure we're not depleting their needs, throwing money at a situation like this in this mechanism with what appears to be an arbitrary calculation is not going to help us going forward.
Thank you very much. Legislator Kovacs, do you think if you had a meeting or a series of meetings with Director Erickson that this resolution would be evolved to address his concerns, or would you prefer to move it toward Ways and Means?
Well, I will say that some of the issues raised by Director Erickson regarding response times, for example, they can be put into a municipal agreement between the county and the towns receiving, for example, $200,000. So I no problem. I think the most of those issues can be resolved with an agreement that the town is going to spend this money on XYZ ambulance company, and we're going to have response times of X number of minutes, 90% of the time or greater. I think that's something that can be certainly negotiated or elaborated on in such an agreement. I just want to address the allocation, 50% based on population, 50% based on assessed value. That's a compromise. Some legislators believe it should be based on population. Some of our agreements, such as sales tax, are based on assessed value. I am fine either way. I probably think population might be better. But again, that's something that I'm happy to negotiate and discuss further with Director Erickson and the team. I would like to move this forward to Ways and Means. I think that we have time, and I'm happy to sit down with Director Erickson at any time to discuss this further. I think that'd be great. I'd love to have some town supervisors there as well. I think that would be helpful. You know, we're all on the same team. We're representing the residents of Ulster County. And again, I stress, this is a policy. This is not, we're not going to be doing this for 25 years. This is something that the towns need right now. And again, like I said, in 2028, 2030, we could have a totally different system of EMS in Ulster County, and that would be fine with me. You know, respectfully, I'd like to move this forward. I think some of the issues regarding finances and intermunicipal agreements probably would be best handled at the Ways and Means Committee. And that's my suggestion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any additional questions, comments? Legislator Walz.
I share the concerns of shortcoming in federal funds in future months. With that being said, this is not, you know, money for remodeling a county building or upgrading a vehicle fleet. This is an essential emergency type service that I think really warrants number one priority. Thanks.
Thank you. We have Legislator Clinton.
Respectfully, I'd like to make a motion to postpone Resolution 102.
Do I have a second? We have a motion to postpone from Legislator Clinton and a second from Legislator McCullough. All those in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstain? The resolution is postponed. Thank you, everybody. Resolution number 103, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into an agreement with the Department of Justice for asset forfeiture, Ulster County Sheriff. Do I have a motion? Motion, McCullough, second. Deputy Majority Leader Levine is the second. Any questions, thoughts, concerns? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Resolution passes. Resolution 103 passes. Resolution number 104, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $5,586, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County, New York Communications Company, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff. This resolution is a contract with the New York Communications Company to add two mobile NX5200 K2 Kenwood radios to the Criminal Division radio lease. Do I have a motion? Legislator Clinton, and second, McCullough. Any discussion? Questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Passes unanimously. Resolution 104. So Resolution 104 passes unanimously. Resolution number 105, approving the execution of a contract for $52,760 entered into by the county, Cordata Healthcare Innovations, Inc., Ulster County Sheriff. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Legislator Levine, second. Clinton. Thank you. Any discussion or questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Abstain? Resolution 105 passes unanimously. Resolution number 106, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute two agreements with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for $100,000 of state aid to fund an anti-violence initiative in connection to the District Attorney's One Life Only program, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget, District Attorney's Office. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Legislator Levine, and the second by Legislator McCullough. Saja, would you like to comment on this? Could you use the mic, please? Yeah, thank you.
So it's been a difficult year so far as federal funds to municipalities go. On the same day, we found out about a freeze of our federal funds for our federal grants. We discovered that we had $50,000 extra dollars of state aid, so that was a nice end to a chaotic day. We had been talking about doing more community outreach programs throughout last year. Now we have the funds to do it. These are funds that were set aside by the New York State Assembly. Assemblywoman Shrestha helped us to secure them, and we have two rounds of this funding. It will go towards funding our student intern program. They will be working on some of these anti-violence initiatives. We've already started meeting myself. I introduced Sarah Kramer-Harrison earlier, and we are working with the Ulster County Youth Bureau, Sue Melancio-Weed, to set up a youth summit that will hopefully be this spring in conjunction with the Youth Bureau. That will be probably in Kingston. I know that what I hear often from the legislature is we need more events in Southern Ulster. I spoke to Chair Hansett this morning, and we are hopefully going to be doing National Night Out, which is something that exists across the country to bridge the gap between law enforcement and community relationships, and we're thinking that is going to be in late summer. So this is a chance for our legislature to get involved with our office to do this youth outreach. I have one project right now going with Ontura High Schoolers that are seeking mentorship, so they're going to be working on a project that I'm really excited once it gets off the ground to announce, hopefully by the time of the next legislative meeting. So we're doing a lot with youth, and you'll see that when I'm going to send the digital copy of the annual report. I know it's in your OneDrive, but you'll see that we've already started to make these strides throughout last year. Now we can formalize it. The DA has a concept and an idea that he's talked about throughout when he was campaigning throughout last year of One Life Only, where he shows youth the consequences of violence. And luckily, the assembly and the state has complemented this. We have received this grant also in the past. If you look at the resolution, it mentions a contract that we have existing with the YMCA. We do a program called Unity Hoops, where it's 3-on-3 basketball, the law enforcement makes teams of three, and we've done that. I think we've done that now 4 times, so we're going to continue with that program. We want to expand into other parts of the county, and last but not least, I talked about the southern part of the county. There's also Ellenville, so we're trying to bridge the gap there and be more present in Ellenville and have a bigger event for them. So we have $100,000 set aside for this, which is just very lucky to have that, to be able to do these types of programs that are kind of beyond the scope of our prosecutorial services. So there's no county dollars associated with this. So just asking for your support. And if you want to get involved, just reach out. We would love for that involvement.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? I'd like to call a vote again on Resolution 102 because I wasn't quite clear on all of the yeses. I think it was you were yes. Legislator Walls, were you a no on that?
I was a no on postponing.
A no on postponing. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Any new business? Legislator Clinton?
I'd just like to share that I had the opportunity on this past Monday to attend the SRO training school and speak to future SROs about the relationship that working relationship they should have with school administrators and the expectations of schools in their role. And so I just wanted to share that that was a great opportunity to address them and answer any questions that they had. So.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any other new business? I have some old business. I had the chance to sit with Sheriff Figueroa at the NYSAC conference last week, and we were discussing the garden program for the prison that former legislator Walter was trying to get on its feet, and other legislators. So I'm in gardening and some skills. Any questions or thoughts before we adjourn? Motion? Anyone? Legislator Clinton, motion to adjourn. Second, McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everyone.